Now, just about a month ago, Haiti was devastated by a 7.2 magnitude earthquake and Tropical Storm Grace as well. We would like to share some good news. Thanks to the generosity of our Relevant Radio listeners during the August pledge drive, we're able to bring much needed help to our Haitian brothers and sisters. And now joining us for an update on the situation in Haiti is Alvaro Pereira, Executive Vice President of Food for the Poor. Good morning, Alvaro. Welcome to Morning Air. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
This morning, and especially, like you said, you know, sharing some good news really for the people of Haiti who have been so much pain, really. But we know that united, we can all help them, and we can all bring the hand of God into answering some of those prayers after the earthquake.
Absolutely. Alberto, can you give us an update on the situation in Haiti on this day?
Yeah, the issue with Haiti is that just in general, right, people are in tremendous need on a regular basis. And the reason for it is really not because people in Haiti are lazy. It's because people in Haiti haven't had the right opportunities and some of the opportunities that we have had in this country where we have constant stability. In Haiti, if it's not one thing, it's another one, right? They had political issues. They had the murder of the president, right, a few months, then the earthquake. But then after the earthquake, they had a horrible storm that hit pretty much the same area where the epicenter of the earthquake was. And then the roads from the main port and the main city into the area of the epicenter were blocked. There were 2 or 3 miles that were blocked by gangs that were not allowing the trucks to move and the goods to move from the capital city into the area. Finally, God wins, right? And finally, the gang members, you know, who are humans and also have a heart, and we have to pray for them, but they opened their eyes to the goodness, really, of the Lord. And they did. They opened it up and they said, look, we're going to stop holding the aid to the people of the earthquake, and they did it for a few days, and we were able to move a lot of goods into the area. Unfortunately, what happens is that, you know, people are in dire straits on a regular basis. There are too many kids. Over 60% of the population, really, in the country, is in one way or another one suffering from hunger on a regular basis. The same thing happens with the income of the people is very low. We're talking about people earning less than the majority of the people in the country earning less than a couple of dollars a day. There is a lack of opportunity that's very difficult in the country. But you know what's not lacking is faith.
Absolutely. And it's been amazing, the outpouring of support that has been sent to the island of Haiti, our Relevant Radio listeners doing their part, but many people all over the world stepping up to the plate and helping out in whatever way they can. What have been some of the efforts that have been done over there, and what are the needs right now here about a month after the devastation?
You know, something that is really interesting to me is that, you know, omnia in bono, right? I mean, all for the good. And what we have seen is that we have seen the same Haitians in the country move very quickly to help their brothers and sisters in need. So one of the interesting things that I love to see, I mean, and I hate to, you know, kind of take away the shift of the situation of the earthquake, but and put it on the people that are helping their own. You know, our organization has been in Haiti for 37 years, and we have a team of 400 Haitians that work in the organization. We work with a network of over 3,000 organizations, and those are the organizations that are helping in those areas, and make this work so much easier because we can respond very quickly. So those 400 people that work at Food for the Poor, I call them the heroes. And it's not only them, the ones that are really helping their own in Haiti. But let's focus on those 400 people that work at Food for the Poor in Haiti. They are all Haitians, no North American, no expats in there. They woke up, and as soon as they heard the news from the earthquake, they started moving along, and they went to our very large warehouse in Port-au-Prince. and they started moving trucks into the area. They are heroes. They're heroes because they woke up. It was basically on the weekend. They woke up and they came from their home, and they knew that they had to help, and they knew that they were the hand of God here on earth to do something for those people that were in pain and were suffering. And the amazing thing is that one thing leads to the other one, right? I mean, to date, they have moved over 100 truckloads into the area. Interesting thing, though, is that those truckloads are distributed by churches and church-based organizations, because the church is always there. The church, the good Catholics and Christians in Haiti are always there to help others. So what we have done is we have funneled all of that, all of the help from Relevant Radio is also being funneled through those churches, through those people, to be able to help their brothers and sisters. Because the reality is that where is it that people go first in an emergency? They go to the church, they go to the local priest, they go to the local bishop, and literally knock on their doors to ask for help. Because you know what? That's where they see where God is present. And that's where they know that their prayers are going to be answered. So those are the people that we need to support, right? Those local people that are heroes, really. They probably have not slept since the earthquake. I know that, for example, our team, they have only taken one day off since the earthquake. But the beautiful thing too is that when we come united and we do things in order, then the Holy Spirit takes over. And then that's when we go from adding to multiplying, right? You know, God multiplies the effects and the efforts of everybody. Let me share with you something really neat about the help of all the listeners from Relevant Radio. So this happened very quickly. The support really and the unity between Food for the Poor and Relevant Radio. But very quickly, we were able to move, and we obtained 2 truckloads of food, each one with 40,000 pounds. We're talking about probably 480,000 meals that are badly needed, and they're on their way already to Port-au-Prince, and then on their way to the affected area by the earthquake. The same thing. What is it that people need right now in Haiti? Because there were over 30,000 homes that were destroyed in the earthquake area. Tents so that they can sleep. Tents so that the kids can go to school. So we're also we consolidated many tents, and they're on their way there. If they're not there or already, really, I mean, because we moved the goods really quickly. That's one of our strengths at Food for the Poor. Medical supplies, masks. Wipes, blankets, pharmaceuticals, and food that is not just, you know, rice and beans, but it's prepared with vitamins and prepared with proteins that people can cook really easily. So again, united, we have been really what I call representing Christ in the eyes and in the need of the people in Haiti.
Without a doubt. We're speaking with Alvaro Pereira, Executive Vice President of Food for the Poor, who's been giving us some great news and update on what's going on in Haiti after the earthquake last month in August. I want to take a moment to say thank you to our very, very generous Relevant Radio listeners who responded with 10% of our August pledge drive and donated to help the people of Haiti, to help for all that 480,000 meals, all the tents, all the medical supplies. This is where your dollars are going. You showed an incredible, generous heart. We thank the Relevant Radio listeners. Alvaro, it was an amazing response.
Yes, yes, it was. And, you know, the generosity of the people here in this country is quite impressive. I mean, sometimes it's hidden, but we see it coming out when people are in need. And I would say that I'm going to share, you know, just from my experience, really, of being in the field after many emergencies, and the eyes and the tears of the people that are praying for an answer are dry after they know that there's so many people especially look at the, you know, the listeners of Relevant Radio that are behind this and that are helping on the regular basis, because you know at the end we just represent Christ with those people, and we are the instruments of Christ that are answering those prayers. And I'll tell you something: if there are some people that are tremendous at praying, are the Haitian people. They love they love God and they love the church, and they are very active participants on it, and they know, and they have tremendous faith, really, that to expect what they need. You know, they're not asking for more than what they need. They're asking for the basic needs that they have in the moment that they're living.
And Alvaro, from a spiritual perspective, from a truly Christ-centered perspective, we're all doing the corporate works of mercy and helping in whatever way we can. I mean, when the people of Haiti only earn $2 a day, $10, $100 goes such a long way to help so many people. These really are corporate works of mercy, of the feeding the people with the food, the clothing, the water, the shelter, medicine, even helping to bury people after the earthquake. Yeah. So it's all a great way to shine the light of our Lord Jesus Christ on this island.
Yes, we are working with the bishops in the area to bury the dead in the area. You know, thanks to and give them a proper burial. Thanks to the listeners of Relevant Radio, and yes, and you know, by coming together again, we are answering the needs of the people and the corporate works of mercy. Because as you see, you know, we are getting those 480,000 meals to feed the hungry. Food for the poor. Just the next day after the earthquake, we realized that the first few days after the earthquake, you have to provide people with the basic. And the basic, one of them is water. You can go much more days without food than you can go without water. So we obtained it was 135,000 bottles of water to take it and give drink to the thirsty. And then, you know, clothing the naked is something that, you know, it's ongoing. And some of the truckloads from Relevant Radio have clothes in them because people have lost everything. And then once we move from there, from the immediate, really, we have to look at the long-term activities, right? And we are planning on sheltering the homeless, not only with the tents, but also with permanent homes. We're looking at working with 500 families in the area to be able to provide them with homes. So there's a lot of activity going on, and there's a lot of activity going on though because of the support of everybody and coming together, and really backing up what Christ wants us to do. His hand is there. It's present. We have to see it. We have to realize that that's the way it is. And you know what? Let's rejoice that we can, in this country, be generous with so many people. And let's rejoice that God has provided us with the means of coming together through Relevant Radio, really, and also with Food for the Poor, to be able to respond quickly and to be able to respond in a way that's trustworthy, because that's something that's important, right? Too many things happen in emergencies, but know that through Relevant Radio, through Food for the Poor, through the churches in the area, people are being fed, people are being provided with water, they're being clothed, and et cetera, et cetera. So this is a wonderful thing. I get very excited to talking about this because it is beautiful to see how when we come together, Christ multiplies our effect.
Open your hearts if you feel that you want to further contribute, foodforthepoor.org. Alvaro, I just want to thank you for all the great work that your organization, Food for the Poor, is doing, for all the hard work and efforts in helping to provide for those suffering people in Haiti. Thank you so much, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you, John. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Many blessings to you. Alvaro Pereira, Executive Vice President of Food for the Poor.